VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. In the United States House, Democrats, now in the majority, are floating a new plan to try to end America's longest partial government shutdown. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's a possible path toward a compromise to reopen the government. House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries says his party's willing to offer billions of dollars for upgraded technology at the border, like drones and sensors.
These are the things that would actually improve our border security.
It's aimed at luring President Trump away from the $5.7 billion he's demanding for a wall, which Jeffries calls a fifth-century solution to a 21st-century problem. The White House has signaled it's open to counteroffers to the president's recent proposals, but he told Republicans on a conference call today they have to stick together on his wall demand.
Mr. Trump has sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter saying he expects to see her in the House of Representatives on January 29th, where, he says, he will deliver his State of the Union address. A few days ago, however, the speaker asked the president to postpone the address if the government is still shut down. In a letter to the president on Wednesday, in reply, Pelosi said the House would not consider letting Trump speak to Congress until the government is reopened. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Moscow on Wednesday for talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The visit comes as Turkish forces are poised to launch a major military operation against the Syrian YPG Kurdish militia. Turkey considers the YPG and its political affiliate, the PYD, terrorist organizations linked to an insurgency inside Turkey. Erdogan and Putin held 7 one-on-one meetings in 2018 and 18 phone calls. This is VOA News. Thailand's Election Commission has set March 24th as the date for the country's first general elections since the 2014 military coup that toppled the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. The military regime has repeatedly delayed the vote, which was scheduled for 2015. Lawmakers in Hong Kong considered a bill Wednesday that would make disrespecting China's national anthem a crime. The bill has raised concerns, with some saying it's just one more way that China is trying to exert its influence on the former British colony. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir was in Qatar Wednesday to discuss aid for his embattled nation as the United States expressed concern over the death, injuries, and arrests of Sudanese citizens over 4 weeks of protests challenging Bashir's government. The UN Refugee Agency says thousands of Nigerian refugees are fleeing to Chad to escape a surge in violence in northeastern Nigeria's Borno state. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says Chadian authorities have asked his agency to move the refugees away from the border area because of security concerns. He tells VOA UNHCR staff so far has moved some 4,200 refugees to an existing camp some 45 kilometers away.
At the moment, we don't have any indications that the fighting has spilled out across the border, but as I mentioned, the fighting in Borno State remains extremely volatile, and as a precautionary measure, it was decided to bring them further inland in order to provide them with their needs and assure their safety.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is racing against time to provide shelter and other aid to those arriving.
President Trump says he is recognizing the opposition leader of Venezuela as the country's president. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president says the U.S. government is recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. The once prosperous South American oil-producing country has been buffeted by years of hyperinflation, economic decline, and political turmoil. Guaido, the president of Venezuela's National Assembly, declared himself interim president. Venezuelans have been marching in the streets demanding the resignation of President Nicolas Maduro, who was returned to office this month after a disputed election. The Trump statement is bound to increase pressure on Maduro to step down. Vice President Pence calls him a dictator whose election was unfair.
Teachers in Los Angeles were back in the classrooms Wednesday after their union accepted a new contract. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.